One of Australia's most experienced generals has backed calls for a royal commission into veteran suicides. Almost 50 serving and returned veterans took their own lives last year, and now the Prime Minister says he's considering a royal commission. But some veterans question whether the money could be better spent. Eleni Soltis has this report.
Retired Major General John Cantwell is a combat veteran. He commanded the Australian forces in Afghanistan and he served two tours of duty in Iraq. He's well qualified to discuss the lasting impacts war has on soldiers.
Unfortunately, quite a number of the soldiers that I had the privilege to command in Afghanistan have taken their lives, and I know quite a few of them personally.
Now Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering a royal commission into the issue after earlier this week meeting with six mothers of Australian veterans who died by suicide.
It's something that I am actively considering along with our response to the Productivity Commission and a range of other issues. So, you know, as you know, I'm not one to, you know, move into those things lightly, but there are a range of other things we're doing. So, you know, I'm actively considering that.
The numbers are alarming. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found from 2001 to 2016, 373 serving, reserve and ex-serving ADF personnel took their lives.
In the year 2019 to date, we've had 31 confirmed suicides. In 2018, we had 48.
That's Scott Harris, who maintains a veteran suicide register for the not-for-profit organisation The Warriors Return. He also spent 22 years in the army with deployments to Iraq and the Solomon Islands. He says while the suicide rate for serving and reserve men is lower than the rate for all Australian men, ex-servicemen aged under 30 have a suicide rate 2.2 times that of Australian men at the same age. These figures are backed up by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare.
Veterans coming back from overseas and they're running at a high tempo and they're not sure what they want to do. They come back or they're injured and they get out of the Defence Force and then they feel lost. And then they're trying to find their way through life and everything seems to be piling up against them and they feel as if, they're losing control of their lives.
But Scott Harris doesn't believe a royal commission is needed.
I don't believe a royal commission would do the job. I think it'd be spending a lot of money that we probably don't need to spend, and that money would be better suited fixing the system and also bolstering the system on the ex-services organisations and the veteran service organisations has proven to be working, and then tightening the reins on the ones that they're doing that aren't working.
Scott Harris says there are numerous measures which could be rolled out now which could save lives, including improving the handling of compensation claims of former defence personnel. He says the permanent impairment application process can take more than 22 weeks for veterans and puts financial and mental stress on the applicants and their families. There have been a number of inquiries into veteran suicides, but retired Major General John Cantwell says a royal commission could be the game changer.
There are always conflicting outcomes from inquiries. Sometimes it's informed by anecdotal information, other times by the best efforts that various organisations, including Defence and the Department of Veterans Affairs, can manage. But I don't believe there is any real way of knowing the information, the extent of the problem, without some sort of formal inquiry. A royal commission is very complex, it's expensive, but surely this is an issue deserving of some special attention.
In a statement, the Minister for Veterans, Darren Chester, said the only acceptable number of veteran suicides is zero, and the work to help people is ongoing.
Eleni Soltis reporting, and if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.